From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Voting in a long-awaited election for a new parliament opened Sunday in half of Egypt's provinces, and the government works to complete a roadmap to democracy implemented following the ouster of Mohamed Morsi as president. The first phase involves 14 provinces voting Sunday and Monday, and the remaining areas go to the polls in early December. Egyptians living abroad had the chance to vote on Saturday. The current leader, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, led the effort in 2013 to topple Morsi, the country's first-backed, democratically elected president. That brought a military-backed interim government with the promise of a new constitution and elections for a new president and parliament. Iran and world powers involved in nuclear talks reached a milestone Sunday that sets the stage for the eventual lifting of Tehran's nuclear-related sanctions. The two sides dubbed October 18th as Adoption Day. That's the day when the parties involved began taking steps to carry out the provisions of the nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. The next date for the milestone is Implementation Day, and that has yet to be determined. A U.S.-led coalition airstrike has killed a top al-Qaeda-linked militant in northwest Syria, according to the Pentagon Sunday. Saudi national Sanafi al-Nasser was killed Thursday, according to the Pentagon. He was described as a member of the so-called Khorasan group and longtime jihadist who handled finances between donors and various al-Qaeda operations. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said in a statement that al-Nasser's death deals a significant blow to the Khorasan group's plans. VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is meeting with Turkish leaders Sunday in an effort to secure their country's help in stemming the flow of migrants into Europe. Merkel met with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu in his office in Istanbul ahead of meeting President Tayyip Erdogan scheduled for later in the day. In a news conference following his meeting with Merkel, Davutoğlu said that Turkey is ready to work with Germany on preventing illegal migration, but the crisis cannot be resolved without a solution to the conflict in Syria. At least four Israeli cities, including the commercial capital of Tel Aviv, have temporarily banned Arab laborers from working in their schools as they struggle to calm public fears fueled by the worst surge of Palestinian street attacks in years. Israel's cabinet also imposed more security measures Sunday after further Palestinian stabbings this weekend, widening police stop and frisk powers that will effectively allow them to search anyone on the street. A crawling typhoon with cloud cover spanning 600 kilometers is blanketing the northern half of the Philippines, with one officially confirmed death. From Manila, Simone Orendine reports.
Typhoon Kopu is packing gusts of up to 185 kilometers per hour as it makes slow progress toward the northernmost Philippines. State forecaster Manny Mendoza says since Kopu is progressing at just 5 kilometers per hour, the Weather Service revised its expected exit from land to Thursday instead of Tuesday. Mendoza says heavy to intense rain will continue in bursts in the mountainous provinces on the north and north-central part of the Philippines' main island of Luzon. Forecasters say this is causing flash flooding and landslides. The winds have uprooted trees, knocked out power, and blown off lightweight rooftops. Power company workers are trying to restore electricity to at least 24 municipalities. Simone Orendine for VOA News, Manila.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Sunday lobbied for the United States to be reelected to UNESCO's board, promising to work with Congress to restore funding after Washington cut off its contributions in protest over the Palestinians being admitted as full members. The United States and Israel in 2013 lost their UNESCO voting rights in the UN agency's 195-member assembly 2 years after suspending their financial contributions to the organization. Air France will cut less than a third of the 2,900 job cuts it proposed in 2016-2017 that triggered clashes with some staff. That's according to the chief executive of the parent company, Air France KLM, said on Sunday. The job cuts in 2016 would be voluntary. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.